So we're in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9. Last week we looked at the story of the transfiguration of Jesus on the mount.
And
how this was the fulfillment of what Jesus had said, that some would not die before they would see the kingdom of God.
Now
they're coming down from the mountain, where the rest of the disciples are, and the multitudes.
Because
only three of the disciples went with Jesus.
Peter, James, and John.
Let's start reading from verse 37.
And
read verses 37 and 38. And it came to pass that on the next day, when they came down from the hill, much people met him. And behold, a man of the company cried out, saying, Master, I beseech thee, look upon my son, for he is my only child.
در روز بعد چون ایشان از کوه به پایین آمدند گروهی بسیار او را استقبال نمودند که ناگاه مردی از آن میان از یاسران گفت ای استاد به تو التماس میکنم که بر پسر من لطف فرمایی زیرا یگانه فرزند من است.
As we'll see, this is again a story in the Bible where we have somebody who was demon-possessed. And this comes up quite frequently in the Bible. And that's because it's a real thing. And it's also a real thing today. Now here there's a man whose son
is demon-possessed.
And he's coming to Jesus.
Now,
go to Mark 9, verse 21. And this is a parallel passage where Jesus is asking, since when is this the case? And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child.
چند وقت است که این بر سر او آمده گفت از کودکی.
Yeah, so from a child,
as kudaki,
this son was demon possessed.
In pesar,
and every time I read the story, I'm thinking, in what kind of an environment was this child raised?
In bache tu che shariyati bozrog
shode ke ruh palida where the people around him, his family, into all kinds of satanic things.
Satanic false religions. Where
his parents into something like this.
احضار میکردن یا کارهای دیگه میکردن مادر و پدرش.
Who are parents?
ما پدر و مادرها.
Yeah, we are to protect our children.
باید حفاظت کنیم
from the demonic influences in their lives.
از اتفاقهای شیطانی که در اطرافشون.
And today that's more important than ever.
اما امروز مهمتر از هر چیز دیگه است.
Because today we have mass media.
تلویزیون داریم.
Yeah. That gives Satan the opportunity
to just
bring in front of a child all kinds of wickedness, all kinds of garbage, through videos, movies, series, and it gets demonic year, more demonic year after year.
Now,
recently somebody, I don't even know who it was, somebody commented on something, some series that was on, I believe it was Netflix. Yeah, which was pure demonic. So I just searched today. Just to see what would be in front of our children if we would not be checking. I just started in the internet. The first thing I got was the top 10 list.
و لیست گذاشتم 10 تا لیست اولی که بچه‌ها میتونن ببینن.
Series, new series.
سریال های کودکانه.
That were openly demonic. And I was shocked. I knew it was bad.
But
I wouldn't expect that I would just hit 10 popular series apparently. All from the last 5 years.
That were
straight out demonic.
Yeah,
straight out satanic.
و کلن از روح شیطانه.
I didn't even bother to search further.
دیگه ادامه ندادم به جستجو کردن اینترنتم.
The screen grabs of those series was enough to put me off.
فقط همون عکسای اولیه‌اش کافی بود که بفهمید که
But here's a message to parents.
اما یه پیام دارم واسه همه
مادرها. You need to control what your children are being exposed to. Especially when they're smaller.
جلوی چی قرار میدین وقتی کودک هستن مهمه.
And you also need to have some discernment yourself.
خودتونم باید خوب تشخیص بدید.
Because what you also see is parents
چون بچه ها مادر و پدرها
who comfortably put their children in front of all kinds of junk
که خیلی راحت دست بچه هاتون چیزایی رو میدین که نگاه کنن
because it's packaged as a cartoon
چون به نظر کارتون میاد
because it's packaged as an animation which is funny
انیمیشنه چون خنده داره میدی بچه‌ت نگاه کنن
Disney is a star in that
Disney جز به ستاره های بزرگ این ماجرا
anything Disney
هر چی که کلمه دیزنی داره
go for it it's bad
مطمئن باشین که یه چیز شیطانی توش
it pushes all kinds of agendas that are not good for children
برنامه های مخفی داره برای بچه ها
pushes
همه کارتون هاش توش دیده میشه
satanic things
هم شیطان پرستی هم در حقیقت کفرگویی به خداوند توش قایم شده
it pushes the sodomites
و در حقیقت هم جنس بازی ها رو معروف میکنه تا یه جوری بهشون معروف کنه در حقیقت یه برنامه دارن که توی این کارتون ها همه رو عادت بدن
and parents say oh it's just animation
ای بابا کارتونه
It's a brainwashing tool from Satan.
از طریق شیطان شستشوی مغزی بچه ها.
Yeah, that are influencing your children.
که بچه هاتون رو تحت تاثیر قرار بده برای آینده.
Now of course we're talking about demon possession here.
در مورد شیطان الواح پلید داریم.
If your children are actually saved.
اما اگر بچه های شما اگر نجات دارن.
Yeah, of course we know they cannot be demon possessed.
میدونیم که بچه هایی که نجات دارن هیچ وقت نمیتونن روح پلید
باشن. Don't assume they are saved because they're in church.
اما همینجوری بچه هاتون چون هر هفته کلیسا میان. اتوماتیکوار مطمئن نباشین که ایمان دارن.
With them about the
آیا با انجیل عیسی مسیح با اونها
Personally.
صحبت کردی یا نه؟ شخصاً با اونها صحبت کردی یا نه؟ آیا با اونها آشکار کردی؟ باز کردی براشون که آیا انجیل عیسی مسیح رو درک کردن یا
نه؟
آیا تصمیم شخصی خودشون رو گرفته بودن یا نه؟ آیا واقعاً تصمیم گرفتن که به عیسی مسیح اعتماد کنن یا نه؟
حتی
اگر نجات دارن نمیخواید این همه آشغال
Because it will influence their lives in the wrong direction. if you love your children, you need to get a hold of what you're exposed to. Yeah, don't give them unfettered access to the internet. My child will never do that. Yes, your child will. That's what children do. Yeah. I think I mentioned this before. Yeah, when I was a teenager, I had a girl in my class. And she was in all kinds of occult stuff. And I don't give you the names, so nobody can go search for these things.
Yeah.
But it's the same stuff that is promoted through these series.
Now,
I don't know. I don't know if she was demon possessed. But she was weird. She looked as if she was not there. Like permanently spaced out.
خالی بود. چشش خالی بود.
Something was wrong with this child.
این بچه مشکلی داشت.
Yeah, so here in Luke we have a child that is actually
demon
possessed. یه بچه‌ای داشتیم
که در حقیقت روح پلید داشته اینجا.
Go and read verse 39.
آیه 39 رو بخونید.
Yeah, because this is possible.
این ممکنه.
And in 39 we see the result of that.
نتیجه این موضوع رو می‌بینیم.
And lo, a spirit taketh him, and he suddenly cried out, and it teared him that he foamed again, and bruising him heartily, departed from him.
که ناگاه روحی او را می‌گیرد و یک بار فریاد می‌زند و کف کرده متشنج می‌شود و او را فشرده به دشواری رها می‌کند.
Yeah, so this father describes what happens to his son. Yeah, he cries out. He starts foaming in the mouth. He starts becoming wild. He's bruising himself. And then suddenly he's over again. Yeah, this child is physically being hurt.
Yeah.
Go to Matthew 17. And again, this is also in parallel passage of the same story. I read verses 15. Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed, for oftentimes he falls into the fire and oft into the water.
Yeah, چنانچه بارها در آتش و مکررن در آب میفتد.
That's how we see that this demon possession leads to this child ending up in the fire, ending up in the water, physically wanting to hurt the child.
Yeah,
burning wounds, bruising.
Yeah,
this child is not in control of his own body.
Yeah,
demon possession is a serious thing.
Yeah,
somebody who was demon possessed has lost control. Something else is controlling
the person.
And that something else is
a
demon.
Now
you can see why this man is desperate.
میتونیم بفهمیم که چرا این مرد انقدر نگرانه، چرا به سمت عیسی مسیح میاد.
He wants Jesus to help him with the son. And there's no physical solution.
و هیچ راه حلی وجود نداره برای
مشکل. You cannot take pills against this.
نمیتونی قرص بخوری و قرص حلش کنی.
Now people do today do drug people down.
امروز با دارو مردم میخوابونن.
But it doesn't solve the problem.
ولی بازم مشکلش
حل نمیشه. There's no medicine that can help you if you're demon
possessed. هیچ دارویی وجود نداره.
No doctor, no hospital.
نه دکتری، نه بیمارستانی. That's because
it is a spiritual problem.
نمیتونه کمکت کنه. چون روح مشکل روحانی نداره. A spiritual solution. نیاز به راه حل روحانی داره.
Now this man comes to see Jesus.
اون مرد میاد به سمت عیسی.
But he ends up with some of his disciples because Jesus is not there. Yeah, Jesus went up the mount with three of the disciples. And his first encounter is now with these other disciples. Read verse 40. And I besought thy disciples to cast them out, and they could not. Yeah, so he had come. Jesus wasn't there. Yeah, the rest of the disciples were still there. And he has asked the rest of the disciples cast this demon out. And it says they could not, which means they tried. and they failed. Yeah. Now, why would he even be trying? Because we don't claim that we just can cast out demons and things like that.
Now,
the answer is, yeah, we already read before in Luke 9, that they were given special power as his disciples to cast out demons, to heal people, when they were out to preach the good news. This was to authenticate their message. And they had experienced the fact that the demons would obey what they said.
تجربه کرده بودند که شیطان شاگرداش هم تجربه کرده بودند که شیطان حرفشون رو گوش میکرده.
Even the demons obey.
و وقتی برمیگردم پلید عیسی میگه حتی شیطان ارواح پلید هم حرفمون رو گوش
کرده. That was because Jesus had given them that authority,
چون عیسی مسیح قدرت و قوت رو بهشون داده.
But they were not able to cast out this
demon. اما این روح و پلید رو نتونستن.
Go to Mark 9.
مرقس 9.
And read verses 14 till 18.
تا 18.
And again, this is in parallel passage.
And
when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed and running to him saluted him. And he asked the scribes, "What question ye with them?" And one of the multitude answered and said, "Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which had a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him. And he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth, he pined away. And I spake to the disciples that they should cast him out. And they could not."
چون او را دیدند در حیرت افتادند و دوان دوان آمده او را سلام دادند. آنگاه از کاتبان پرسید که با اینها چه مباحثه دارید؟ یکی از آن میان در جواب گفت: ای استاد، پسر خود را نزد تو آوردم که روحی گنگ دارد و هر جا که او را بگیرد می اندازدش چنانچه کف برآورده دندانها به هم می ساید و خشک می گردد. پس شاگردان تو را گفتم او را بیرون کنند، نتوانستند.
Yeah, so here we get a bit more picture of what's going on, that Jesus is coming down. It's busy, there's conversation going on.
Yeah,
the disciples that are left are in the middle of this conversation. And we see that one of these conversations is about this child that is demon possessed. Yeah, we also find out that this child has a dumb spirit, which means he cannot speak anymore. He's unable to speak. Yeah, imagine that, being trapped in your own body, not being able to speak. And not in control of your body. Yeah, and of course, the problem is, Jesus, your disciples cannot cast him out.
They
couldn't help me.
Now, read on.
Verse 41. And Jesus answering said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you and suffer you? Bring thy son hither. Now, Jesus even seems upset finding the situation like this. And he rebukes the people in general. He calls them a faithless and perverse generation. Yeah, so this man brings his son there. Jesus, please help me. And then, of course, the response is, in general, because he speaks to a generation,
but he says, hey,
you guys don't have faith in God. You do not trust in God. And you are perverse, which means you are willingly going against what is right. You're aiming to do what is wrong. Yeah, if you don't have an indication why this son is demon possessed, because this is a generation, this is a culture, this is a society that had largely walked away from God.
Did not
have faith in God.
ایمانی به خدا نداشتند.
And they were actively against what God had told them to do.
تلاش و فعالیت خودشون همش ضد اون چیزی که خدا می‌خواد.
Yeah, that sounds exactly like our generation today.
ما هم امروز همین شکلیه.
Yeah, they have turned against God.
اونا هم بر ضد خدا بلند شدند.
They don't care what God has to say.
براشون مهم نیست که خدا بر چی.
In fact, they are willingly going against what God has said.
حتی مخصوصاً کار ضد خدا بلند.
Calling good evil and evil good.
خوب و بد میدونن، بد و خوب میدونن.
And of course, today we have a lot of people that are demon possessed.
امروز هم تو دنیامون خیلی ها رو داریم که جن زده.
We just don't label them as such.
فقط اسمشون اونجوری نذاشتیم.
Yeah, we call it some kind of mental disease.
میگه مشکل روانی داره.
And then we give them a bucket of pills. And say, okay, they have a disease. But it's not a disease. It's a spiritual condition. It's demon possession. Read verse 42. Luke 9, 42. And as he was yet coming, the devil threw him down and tear him. And Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the child and delivered him again to his father.
همچنان که او می‌آمد، دید او را به پایین افکنده متشنج نمود. اما عیسی روح خبیث را نهیب داده، طفل را شفا بخشید و به پدرش سپرد.
Yeah, so Jesus cast out a demon. And he also heals the child, it says. Yeah, Jesus, of course, was the solution to the spiritual problem. Jesus, of course, has power over demons. Now, there's a question that is not brought up in Luke 9, but I do want to look at that. And it's a question that his disciples are now asking Jesus after seeing this. Go to Matthew 17. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? 19. And stay there, we're going to read some more.
اما شاگردان نزد عیسی آمده در خلوت از او پرسیدند چرا ما نتوانستیم او را بیرون کنیم؟
Yeah, so Jesus, you gave us the power to cast out devils. Why couldn't we do it?
چرا ما نتونستیم؟
Yeah. Now, read the answer, verse 20 and 21. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting.
عیسی ایشان را گفت به سبب بی ایمانی شما، زیرا هر به شما میگویم اگر ایمان به قدر دانه خردلی می داشتید بدین کوه می گفتید از اینجا بدانجا منتقل شد، البته منتقل می شد و هیچ امری برای شما غیر ممکن نمی بود، اما این نوع جز به دعا و روزه بیرون نمی رود.
Yeah, so the answer from Jesus is you lacked faith. Not faith in your own power, not faith in something false, no, faith in the living God who has the power to cast out these demons. Yeah. And basically it says spiritually you were not in a place that you were able to cast this demon out. You lacked faith. Yeah? And then he says this kind only goes out but by prayer and fasting. Now, what is Jesus saying here? That when we want to do great things, when we are confronted with great challenges, we need to be spiritually prepared. Yeah, you don't start preparing for a challenge when the challenge is there.
Yeah,
that's often too late, especially if the challenge is great. If you want to be victorious,
you want to be prepared.
Now, we're going to have in our lives challenges, small ones and big ones, challenges that will require faith.
در حقیقت چالش‌هایی که احتیاج به ایمان داره.
Us trusting in God.
چالش‌هایی که ما به خداوند اطمینان کنیم.
Us being able to rely on God.
قادر باشیم اعتماد کنیم به خدا.
If you are not prepared to do that,
اگر شما آماده نباشین که این چالش you will not fare well. نمیتونید.
Now, how do you prepare?
چجوری برای این چالش خودمون رو آماده کنیم؟
It says here by prayer and fasting.
و روزه.
Yeah, by letting God work in your heart.
اجازه بدیم خداوند تو قلب ما.
Yeah, by letting God align you with His plan.
با برنامه خودش یکی کنه.
Spending time with Him.
اجازه بدیم خداوند باهامون وقت بگذرونه.
Yeah, that will make you ready for the challenges that lie ahead.
او ما رو آماده میکنه برای مشکلات.
And if that certain kind of challenge comes to your life,
وقتی این مشکلات جلوی پامون قرار بگیره,
you're ready.
اون موقع است که آماده.
And you'll be able to overcome. Read verse 43 till 45. And they were all amazed at the mighty power of God. But while they wondered, everyone at all things what Jesus did, he said unto his disciples, Let these sayings sink down into your ears, for the Son of Man shall be delivered into the hands of men. But they understood not his saying, and it was hid from them, that they perceived it not, and they feared to ask him of that saying.
و همه از بزرگی خدا متحیر شدن و وقتی که همه از تمام اعمال عیسی متعجب شدن به شاگردان خود گفت این سخنان را در گوشهای خود فرا گیرید زیرا که پسر انسان به دستهای مردم تسلیم خواهد شد ولی این سخن را درک نکردند و از ایشان مخفی داشته شد که آن را نفهمند و ترسیدند که آن را از وی بپرسند.
Yeah, so here, directly after Jesus had been saying something about prayer and fasting, yeah, to be able to deal with certain challenges, the very next thing that we hear here,
yeah,
is for the Son of Man shall be delivered into the hands of men.
Now,
and it says, but they didn't understand it. Now, what was Jesus telling them? He was basically telling them, you need to prepare yourself. Yeah, because a great challenge will come. Now, what challenge was that? Now, what did we see things were turning into in the book of Luke? Yeah, we are switching from his first part of his ministry to the trip or the travel towards Jerusalem where he would die on the cross.
Yeah,
where the Son of Man shall be delivered into the hands of men. Yeah, Jesus would be taken away from them. Yeah, they were about to be greatly challenged.
چالش بزرگی جلوشون باشه و مشکل بزرگی جلو راهشون قرار بگیره.
And of course, Jesus rose again the third day.
عیسی مسیح بعد از سه روز از مردگان.
But then he was ascended.
و بعد دوباره.
And they would face another big challenge.
یه مشکل دیگر رو دیدن.
Because they were left now with the task to spread the gospel around the world.
وظیفه‌شون این بود که انجیل
مسیح. Without Jesus being physically away from them.
بدون اینکه عیسی مسیح از لحاظ جسمانی از.
Yeah, being kind of in the situation where the disciples that were at the bottom of the mountain were left in.
توی شرایطی قرار بگیرن. که شاگردان عیسی مسیح که با پایین کوه بودن
yeah, because Jesus was not with them at that point.
قرار همیشه کی باشه در حقیقت اون مکان دیگه عیسی مسیح کنارشون نباشه
yeah, so he says let these sayings sink down into your hearts
در قلبتون
yeah, remember this
به یادتون
take this
باشه.
To heart
در قلبتون نگه داشته
learn this lesson
این درس بزرگ
you will have hard things that will coming for you
اتفاقای بعدی تو زندگیتون خواهد
make sure
مطمئن
that you spend time focusing on spiritual things now
امروز تمرکزتون به چیزهای روحانی
What things? Prayer, faster,
دعا, روزه
and these sayings
این چیزهایی
yeah,
که
and God's words
کلام خداوند
that you will need
که احتیاج داری
to cope with the challenges that are coming your way
که جلوی پاتون قرار میگیره رو باش کنار بیار
If you are unprepared
اگر امروز آماده نکنی خودتون رو
you're not in the word of God
اگر
you're
امروز
not praying,
در کلام خدا نباشی
you're not busy with spiritual things
امروز دعا نکنی و امروز به چیزهای روحانی فکر نکنی
yeah, you're just a person living out their lives here on earth
که یه زندگی رو زمین داری
Yeah, you'll not be able to stand the challenges that come your way.
جلوی مشکلاتت
you'll end up making wrong decisions.
و تو مشکلاتت
because you lack the discernment. You lack the wisdom from God's word.
اون حکمت کلام خداوند در تو وجود نخواهد
yeah.
داشت.
Let these words sink down into your hearts.
بذارین کلام خداوند در قلبتون ریشه بدرونه.
Yeah, let the word of God sink down into your hearts today.
بذارین کلام خداوند انقدر عمیق بشه امروز تو قلبتون.
Yeah, I don't know if you noticed, but when we come together on a Wednesday and a Sunday, what is central?
مرکز هدفمون چیه?
What is central during our time?
کل وقتمون رو چی میگذرونیم?
God's word, the preaching of God's word. Yeah, we have worship, we have prayer, we have fellowship, of course.
مشارکت داریم که ما هم هستیم. اما نکته اصلی
we start with prayer and worship. But that's to prepare ourselves for the word of God. Yeah, because God is speaking through His word to us. Yeah, let these sayings sink down into your hearts. Yeah, when you listen, make notes. Listen to learn.
Yeah.
I had a habit always making notes if I listened to preaching.
Yeah,
so first of all, so I can review it.
But
also to see if those things are true. Yeah, why is it important that we hear the word of God? Because God is speaking through His word. Yeah, God is prompting. The Holy Spirit can prompt you to action. Either to start doing something or to stop doing something that is not good. God can give you insight through His word for decisions you need to make. Maybe decisions you need to make the next day. Yeah, did it ever happen to you when you read the word of God?
Then
the same day what you've read,
you need
either to cope with the situation, to make a decision, or somebody needs to hear it from you, because there's somebody with a problem and you just read the scriptures that will just help this person. It happens a lot. Yeah, we need to read the word of God. We need to be in the word. We need to be prepared. Yeah. Yeah, we need to be prepared, especially for the bigger challenges that we will face. Yeah, in our lives. Yeah, we need to be ready.